Welcome to the Why Not Podcast, Spill the Tea. I'm Darby.
I'm Alyssa.
If you're new here, welcome. We are here to talk shit and drink. And if you're returning, thank you.
Thank you.
What a nice, happy, disruptive, weird-ass family we are.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Very much so.
I'm drinking a tequila Nooner lime.
I am drinking a Good Boy vodka, blackberry iced tea, and lemonade.
Delish, delish.
So good.
Per usual, we are just coming off the golf course. You can tell from my outfit. Here's Alicia's, looks like a purple t-shirt.
I also still have teas in my hand. I was going to take them out when I went to the bathroom and
forgot. Just a nice little surprise when you take your hair out at the end of the night.
Always.
I have to put keys in my mouth, like, when I'm done driving. Like, when we're driving to wherever my ball landed, it's always in my mouth, and then I take it out. Post me up.
And then what?
Then I put it back in the hole, and I pick up my drink instead. It makes my drinks go farther. I drove a little bit, like, alley tonight. And poor Brooke, she had just cracked open her Nooner and put it in the cup holder, and it sprayed all over the monitor.
I took a video on Snap and sent it to Andy and Kat and Alex of Allie going around, like, the little roundabout. And they're like, holy shit. And I was like, dude, she slowed down this time.
She did.
I was impressed. I was waiting to get thrown out of the golf cart.
I feel like she did pretty good tonight. Nothing major. I feel like I drove worse than her tonight. I told Brooke, I was like, if you ever want to drive, you can. She's like, I'm good.
That's what I meant.
You and Brooke, like, are our passenger princesses.
We're good. I'm playing the music. Allie's driving. We're good.
Good time.
Worth it.
It really is.
Even though most nights, I almost die.
It's a nice change of pace to not have to worry about your life one night.
She goes, all right, you might want to hang on. And I was like, all right, I'm ready.
See, the problem is like, Brooke's sitting there egging me. I was like, let's go!
Well, it was when we were going around that roundabout. She goes, all right, hang on. And I was like, all right. And I had my arm like this across the seat. And I had my phone out just recording, waiting to fly out.
That's amazing.
And then she slowed down.
You're like, what the hell?
I think that's kind of lame.
You're going to tell me to hold on. I better hold on. It was a decent, okay-ish night of golf.
Definitely didn't win anything.
You know, we said that last week.
Last week, I did good.
Last week, you crush it.
I was only 9 over.
Oh, yeah, you were. I was 22 over.
Yeah, I was not expecting to win anything, but I was like, I golfed pretty fucking good. Yeah.
Right after we cut filming last week, we got the email that results were out, and Alyssa won her flight, Allie won her flight, and I got second in Allie's flight.
Yeah.
And then Brooke wasn't that far down from me either.
No, she wasn't.
She's going to be pretty good at golf, I think, by the end of the
summer.
She's
very consistent.
Yeah, she is. Yeah,
she's her own set of clubs. So she doesn't have to pay to rent them.
We got to get her man on that. Check that whip.
Matthew. Michael. Something with an M.
It's literally the same name as my husband.
Oh, your husband can fuck off.
You call him, like, dumbass most of the time, so you probably forget his name.
When I call him Michael, he knows something's up.
Same. He does not like to be called Michael, but that's all I call him, is Michael.
I call when Andy's not on, like, my best side, yeah. I call him Andrew Michael, and he's like, whoa, what did I do?
If I'm slightly agitated, it's Michael James, and, like, if shit's going down, it's just Mike. If I call Mike, he's like, oh, fuck. Things are not good.
I'm fogged.
I'm L bucketed O.
Will, don't fuck up.
Don't fuck
you
up.
You idiot.
Not that hard. Have you recovered from our Mother's Day weekend?
Yeah.
I'm not a mother, but yes,
I'm sore from carrying that fucking cooler.
I told you that you had a cooler with wheels.
Yeah, like my arms and like my stomach muscles the next day were so tight.
It was literally the farthest room away possible.
It was horrible.
My God.
And then I parked in the front of the casino and had to walk all the way around to go up the elevator and all the way to the end of the resort.
They need to have a better entrance for the North Tower. Oh my God. It's BS. Because I parked out by the South Tower. I was like, oh, I'll just walk. And I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've fucking done.
Yeah, that wasn't great either.
Never said I was smart.
But the north entrance is like the pool area.
But like, because they have their employee parking where like the parking is for... where the parking is for the South Tower, like on the north side, that's where all the employees park.
Fuck them, guys.
Fuck them.
Make them park in the back of the fucking parking lot.
Figure something else out for them.
Yeah.
Make me walk a mile.
Dude. I had my little suitcase that I was rolling.
Little baby suitcase.
I had the chips and a spoon and a plastic bag on my suitcase. I had the little crock pot in my arm and the cooler on the other arm.
I would have paid good money to see this, honestly.
I had to stop like four times on the way to the elevator.
That's a lot of shit.
I texted Andy. I was like, I'm fucking dying and I hate this. Buy me a new cooler.
Get me a cooler for Mother's Day.
Then I cleaned out the PJ Travel one that sat outside all winter.
It's fine.
But I used the power washer and it came out great.
Nice. I love that. Did it take the paint off?
On parts of it. The lid I wanted the paint off.
Fair.
Because that's not even our logo anymore. It's the one that's on your hat.
Hey,
not this one.
Ignore.
But, yeah, the rest of it is pretty much still on there, like the pink and white and gold stripes.
That's cute.
Yeah.
It's a really cute cooler.
It is.
And it'll be great for the next time we go get fucking hammered at the casino.
Yeah. Without really buying much.
No.
We had, what, two rounds?
Yeah. And, like, the nice thing about the casino is it's pretty cheap for rounds out there.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
That's why I was like, I just used my card. I got to gamble a little bit, and I only lost $10.
Yeah.
I was really proud of myself. Technically 15, but I don't count the $5 tip.
No, and when you were losing that, me and Kat got to talk shit to people.
And you got to bum ciggies.
Kat bum ciggy.
Kat was great.
The guy came back with 5 cigs.
That's amazing.
And we took 3 of them.
I don't think I've ever been more focused on, like, my blackjack game. Except for, like, when I would, like, random get best. I was locked into that table.
Dude, you were doing good.
Listen, I am...
Until that guy got mad at you.
Dude.
Which was so dumb.
He was the one losing money like a douchebag. And then he gets salty with me because I split tens. If you're gonna split, you split fucking tens.
Right.
Tens and aces. Because your chances of getting like a blackjack or at least up there, way fucking better.
I would have. 100%.
Yeah. 13, why would you split that? I had 20. And it's like, because I could get 2 blackjacks?
Right.
Why the fuck would I not split 10?
Why not attempt to win more?
I watched this man lose $200 in the time that I lost 10.
That fast?
Yeah!
I didn't know he lost that much.
Yeah, and he's bitching at me.
Fucking idiot.
What an asshole.
God.
We learned that the outside hot tub area is a little buggy when it's not frozen solid so outside.
Buggy. Or there's little teenagers and they're asking to be our boyfriends.
Can we be your boyfriends? I got kids. I'll be the dad that stepped up.
What's your favorite Harry Potter movie?
Sorcerer's Stone.
You lost me. We're done here. Fuck off.
We swear we're 21. And I was like, and I'm Benjamin Button or some yeah. shit like
that. Fucking George Washington. You know?
Like, what little shit. They were funny as hell.
They were so funny.
They were trying so hard. And it's like, oh my God.
You want to be our girlfriends? Yeah, sure.
What does that entail? Hanging out.
Yeah. Just hanging out.
Just hanging
out. And then they were like, oh, we're in room. I don't remember the room number. But, and we were like, all right, what are we going to do? Watch a movie or something. All right, what movie?
Harry Potter.
Well, which one?
They were some shits.
Sorcerer's Stone?
Mm. No.
Fuck no.
Absolutely not.
We're done here.
Is at lesser. So you're gonna be our girlfriends and all in unison. We all go.
Yeah. No, we're done.
Ill shit.
Soon as you said we were watching fucking Sorcerer's Stone, I was done.
I mean, I was done when they were 12.
I mean that too. But like, I was done playing along with it.
Yeah. It was really funny. I get that they'll find girlfriends their own age eventually. They got the riz.
I mean, they weren't shy.
No, they'll go make friends and girlfriends and stuff. They'll be just fine.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was so funny.
The taco pizza on the way out was fantastic.
Dude, Casey's Taco Pizza fucks.
I may not have left a trail of Doritos down the hotel hallway.
You did. It started at our door.
It went probably 2/3 of the way when I finished it.
Yeah, it was about half the way.
Yeah. It was fine.
Sounds right.
Also, that dip you made, fantastic.
Dude, I want more of it.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The drive to Pier the next day was...
Not great?
Not great. I woke up at 5. I chugged a shit ton of water because I didn't have any water Friday. Like, at all. Yeah. So, I have my, you know, glow-in-the-dark Harry Potter cup. Mm-hmm. I drank 1.5 of those. I went to bed. Woke up at 7:30. Did it again. Went to bed. Woke up at 8:30. Did it again.
I had, like, the casino has those little water bottles. Yeah. I put liquid IV in one and drank half of it.
Smart.
And passed out. And then woke up and finished it. But then I went and watched 2 baseball games with almost 2 hours in between them.
Fun.
It was hot as dick.
It was hot.
Like 90 degrees. Yeah.
I had to go to a wedding, and I felt so bad. Because, like, if you do, like, an early-ish May wedding, you're like, oh, it's still going to be kind of cool out. And it was so freaking hot.
I feel that.
It was so bad.
I did October, and it was 85 degrees.
Right? Like, I did November 2nd, and it was 60, when everyone was telling me it was going to be a blizzard.
That was perfect.
It was gorgeous. I could not have asked for better weather.
No, that was perfect.
I was talking to a coworker, and she's like, yeah, like, I got married. She got married about the same time that I did the year before. Same gorgeous day. Her sister got married, like, you guys, close to early October. Blizzard. Love South Dakota.
I would have loved a blizzard.
The photos are sick. I saw some of them. They were kind of sick.
We were sweating. There were those little fucking no-see-ums everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had, like, scratch marks all over my back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Yeah, when I went to the greenhouse last night, and the lady that was checking me out was like, yeah, did you hear that, like, Thursday night, it's supposed to be, like, Thursday, Friday's going to be 40 degrees.
No, it's not.
I think it's shaded. I was like, you know, it wouldn't fucking surprise me, though.
No, it wouldn't
surprise me. Not even slightly.
No, it'll still be, like, 65.
Yeah. On that note, I bought plants. I'm going to take bets on how long they survive.
Ours are growing, the ones that we planted.
Little marigold?
Yeah.
I'm so proud.
Our hostas look phenomenal.
Our hostas.
Now that I took all the shit out of them.
Our hostas are starting to boom, and they're going, like, really quick. And then I put all those wildflower seeds in that bed, and then Mike's mom had planted some plants, and it's all, like, starting to pop up. I saw my first flower today.
Ooh.
So I'm excited to see if it actually works in there.
Yeah.
And then our bare patch, there's some that are starting to pop up in there, too. Our grass in the backyard is kind of starting to grow. And then I bought vegetable plants and made a small raised garden. So I have two tomato plants.
What?
I'm going to make salsa.
Ooh.
So I have tomatoes, hot banana peppers, serrano peppers, jalapenos, and then bell peppers. And then,
I hate all of those things.
And then I have another one that's just a bunch of small lettuce plants, because we do go through a lot of lettuce. I was like, if I can grow that, it'll be fine. And then I still have one empty one, so I don't know what we're going to put in there yet. Our rhubarb plant, thriving. My God, it's getting big.
My mom picked so much rhubarb for my grandma and grandpa's.
Nice.
I'm not kidding you. This piece of rhubarb that she picked is this fucking wide.
Oh my God.
Like, my hand fits around it.
That's insane.
It is huge.
That's out of a smut book right there.
Two hands. What did you guys do with Mike's mom for Mother's Day?
Oh, yeah, so, I've told you this before. So we left the wedding, in Pierre, and we drove to Mitchell that night. We got in at around 11:30, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then Mike's parents always go grocery shopping at, 6 a.m. on Sundays. That's their time. It's what they love to do. And so she had sent us a text, like, hey, like, we're gonna go to Walmart, Menards, and then they had to run out to a job site of Dennis's to pick something up. And then she was like, we'll come back, and then we can hang out. And I only saw that because they left at 6, and at 6:30, their dog, Odie, decided to just start barking. And this is not uncommon if when they leave, but normally I just go upstairs, and I'm like, Odie. And he's like, oh, shit, there's people here, and he stops. I do that. He stops. I go back downstairs. I get back into bed. Starts barking like 2 minutes later. Mike wakes up to it.
Motherfucker.
He starts barking. Like, Mike goes up there. He's like, Odie, like, we're here. Like, it's fine. Get back downstairs. We both get snuggled back into bed. About falling asleep. He starts barking again. He wouldn't stop barking until we both went upstairs and sat on the couch.
What a fucker.
So we're up at 7. I was like, this is fine. We'll run and grab your mom's gift. Like, we were planning on waking up at, like, 8 anyways and going, this is fine. So we went and we got her a few lawn ornaments and a plant because she loves her flower gardens and stuff. She does so well with them. I'm so jealous. Came back. She planted those. And then she's like, now I just want to go buy more plants. So then we quickly ran with them to Menards and picked up more plants. And then I was like, well, we might as well get stuff all for the garden so I can do that later. And we picked up all of that. And then we went to Walmart and they got the giant JBL speaker.
Dude, those are so cool.
It's so cool. So we might be borrowing that once in a while.
Hell yeah.
And then we went back to the house, hung out we had stopped and got lunch, ate that, and then we headed back to Sioux Falls. So it was a very chill day. It was fun.
Love that for you.
How about you? You were the mom. How'd you celebrate?
We had baseball at 11.
On Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
They lost.
Sad.
And then they all did, like, a group picture with all the moms.
Nice.
Guess who was not in it?
You?
Yep.
That sucks.
And Andy was so mad.
Understandably.
And I was like, you know what? Like, I know what I signed up for. I know who I signed up for with.
Yep.
And I was like, I was just not ready for World War III.
Also fair.
Yeah. So we did baseball. Dealt with all that. And then we ran home real quick. We were going to go golfing, but it was so windy.
Oh my
God. It was so windy.
It was insanely windy.
So we came home. We grabbed the boys' swimsuits and, like, their reusable water balloons. And my mom filled up, like, two of those kiddie pools. And she has, like, a slide, like, toy slide that she's had since Harvey was one.
It works.
And now it ends up sliding into the pool. But we went out to my mom's, and then the boys were playing in the pools. Harvey held a chicken.
Ooh, good for him.
Yep. They're still little. I mean, they're not huge.
That's fair.
But they were playing in the pools, and then they started digging where, so Scott has, like, this neon orange circle where he's going to make a patio.
Oh, nice.
But Steven needs to come out and, like, level it out.
Yeah.
And so the boys started digging in that, and all the mud went into the pool. And then they were doing, like, mud masks.
Oh, my God.
But, like, all over their body.
Oh, no.
They were pouring it down the slide. They were doing, like, a mud slide. It was fucking great. They had a blast, so I didn't really care.
Right.
My mom and Scott were watching Peyton.
Oh, yeah.
And she went out there and she was, like, messing around. And then Lonnie and Summer came.
Nice.
The boys and Summer played soccer.
Good.
And we hung out and just bullshit, you know?
It's a fun
like
time.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
Oh, yeah. We had Mom's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was our last weekend away from home for a long while. I'm so, like, ready. I feel like we've been busy every weekend the last month, so, like, this upcoming weekend, like, we're just gonna, like, get shit done around the house and be adults for a weekend while also, like, chilling, go to a baseball game, because I'm sure Maddox has more of this.
He's off this weekend.
Never mind.
I think he has some next weekend, though.
Yeah, that works.
If I remember correctly. I'll have to look and let you know.
That's fair.
But Harvey and Waylon. Like, games.
Yes. So we'll try to make some of those. But, like, this weekend, we are going to... Mike's going to do our outside stuff. We have to get, like, all of those, like, little freaking trees chopped off. We brought the mini chainsaw back.
And, hell yeah.
I'm going to meal prep like a motherfucker.
I need to do that. So much work.
I have so much planned. I'm gonna do frozen cauliflower pizzas.
Ooh.
From scratch.
I wanna do Bob this week.
Oh, we gotta do another Bob night. Love music. I'm gonna do at Costco. Oh, excuse me. There's these crispy chicken tacos. They're really good, but I think we can make them better. So I'm just going to get, like, a rotisserie chicken and, like, the shells and stuff and just...
Oh, yeah.
Because me and Mike get really busy in the summer, and that's when our working out and our, like, diet go to shit. And, like, I am trying to lose some weight this summer, so I'm going to do those. I found a really healthy enchilada recipe that we're just going to do, like, in little mini pans so you can just pull out for, like, a night. The pizzas, I'm going to do... I found a really good recipe for, like, protein muffins. And I have those strawberries that Sam's Club just decided to give me for free that I froze. Yeah, I picked up a few cases of Monster, and I always get our meat sticks from there. Mm-hmm. And she just gave me
a big thing. Dude, their meat sticks are so good.
So good. And she just gave me this giant thing of strawberries. And I was like, this wasn't in my order. And she's like, here you go. Okay.
All right, I'll take them.
So we're going to do muffins. We're going to do these little protein ball bites. Because they have them at IB, and it's a Sioux Falls company, and we tried them at work, and let me tell you, not great. Kind of chalky. Not a fan.
Remind me, I will text my ex's mom.
Okay.
Like, ex from high school. She made the best, like, peanut butter protein bars,
yes.
Or balls.
Yes.
They were so good.
Yeah, so I'm going to do those. I feel like there was something else I was going to wait. I'm going insane on meal prepping, just to have stuff in the frickin' freezer for a while.
Yeah, we need to do that for the summer because, like, Maddox comes here, and he's here half the time, so, like, it's hard for me to get stuff for him all the time.
Yep.
And, like, one day he likes something and the next he doesn't.
Yeah.
But, like, I know what Harvey and Waylon like because they're here all the time.
And they eat the same thing all the time.
Yes. So, like, I always have what they want, but, like, I need to have more of what he likes and make it easy for him to just warm it up during the summer.
Yeah.
Because during the summer, like, we don't do, like, a set lunch.
Yeah.
Everyone just kind of fends for themselves.
Yep.
And he's not a fan of that. I assume Jade doesn't do that during the summer. Like, they normally just have, like, a set lunch, maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I need to make sure that there's more easy things for him to just toss in the oven or in the microwave.
Yeah.
My dad just texted.
Him and Daniel?
Just leaving the doctor. Burned my hand tonight seasoning the Blackstone.
Danny, fucking moron.
Fucking idiot.
God damn it, Daniel. Idiot.
What a dumbass.
This fucking guy. Interrupting the podcast.
Fucking Christ.
Love you, Dan. Hope your hand's okay.
I don't. Let that burn hurt.
Oh, fucking Dan.
God.
Oh, I burned, you can't see it, like, right here on my arm.
Yep.
On the oven. And, like, it did nothing for... It's been over a week since that happened. And today, for work, we went and power washed a barn. Because that's in my job description.
Interesting.
It was volunteering. It was actually really quick and it wasn't bad. It was a good time.
I'm sure the mist hitting you
was
great.
The only time I panicked, I, like, found a wasp nest and I was like, I don't need the wasp spray, and I just hit it with the power, and two wasps came flying out, and I was like, oh no!
Fuck that!
Yeah! But, when we were done, we went for a drink after, and, like, this had finally, like, all bubbled up, and I just, like, went like this, and they all just popped. It was disgusting and so satisfying at the same time.
Dude.
It's great.
So, last weekend... I burned, like, where my watch used to sit.
It's still...
It is. But, and then, like, right here.
Yeah.
Along where, like, my dresses sit.
Oh, sure.
And they bubbled on Saturday.
Ooh.
It took an entire week.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if it's just because they're hot, because I had sunscreen.
I think
like several times. And I could just do that and it would pop.
I think if they get hot, that must be what it is, because that would be the only explanation I had. Because like it was right. warm out there. But it was
so weird.
I think that's why, like, one of the worst burns I've had was, oh my gosh, what burn 2025? So 2 years ago when I went to Florida with my old coworker, and, like, oh my God, she tanned a little bit before we went. I did not. And I was like, I'll be fine. I put sunscreen on. No, oh my God. My chest was just raw. Because it first burned, and then
peeled.
It burned, and then the next day it was really cloudy, and then I had a bunch of work shit come up, so I had to work on vacation in the hotel, which I was like, let's go, like, get lunch. Like, you need to get out of the hotel. You're on freaking vacation. Let's go. And so, like, it was hot and muggy, but it was really cloudy, and then, like, we got back, and all the bubbles were there. And I just, like, went like this, and they all burst. Did I still continue to go out in the sun after that? Yes, yes, I did.
I mean, duh.
I'm in Florida. The fuck else am I gonna do?
You should have seen Andy when we went to Vegas on our honeymoon, or, like, our mini moon.
Yeah.
This motherfucker. So, we snuck in a bottle of vodka to the pool.
Hell yeah.
And he had rented, like, one of those mini, like, daybed things.
Oh, sure.
And we finished the bottle of vodka.
Hell yeah.
And I had put sunscreen on and then passed out on the daybed.
Nice.
And he didn't put sunscreen on. While he was sitting there, like, on his phone closing a deal.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding you. I'm 90% sure he had sun poisoning. He was purple.
Oh, that was...
was so bad.
That is the fucking worst. That would be the worst time I have had a sunburn was when I was about... I was like 9 or 10, and we went skiing out at Terry Peak for the first time, and didn't know, because we weren't, like, skiers, that on those warm days, the sun hits the snow and it bounces back up.
Yep.
So we didn't think to put sunscreen on our faces, and it hurt so bad. And, of course, being stubborn little, like, 9, 10-year-old me, like...
I don't need sunscreen.
Well, it was more like that night we went and bought aloe, but, like, it hurt so bad that after my mom put it on my face, I went and I washed it off. And then I went in the chlorine pool. So, like, can't really see it, but, like, I have the moles that's, like, all over my face. Not all over, but, like, I have about 4 or 5 moles on my face, and that's where they came from.
Seriously?
That is where they came from. I had no moles on my face until that.
But they're so cute.
I hated them for so long as a kid. But, like, I blistered all the way down my face, all over my mouth, all over my nose. Like, I was covered in blisters. I'll never forget driving home. We took my brother's friend back with us, and he just looks at my face. He goes, oh my God. I was like, thanks, Luke. It'll make me feel better. Oh my God.
I don't think my face has ever blistered.
That was truly one of the worst experiences of my life. Like, just because it blistered, peeled, blistered again.
Oh.
And then, like, skin cancer runs in my family. So then the panic started of, oh, we gotta go get all these moles tested. So, like, this one has been removed twice. Not cancerous. It's fine. I left it. This fucker on my nose has been removed 3 times. And the last time they did it, they dug. There was a divot in my nose. So, like, it looked worse than the mole.
Oh my God.
And, like, we would do it, and we'd always get it tested. And, like, I'd have to wear hats and sunscreen, and it came back every fucking time. And so the last time I went to my dermatologist, I thought, well, maybe I should get removed again. And that's when I shaved the back of my head, and we found that gnarly fucking mole. She removed that. That was purely cosmetic. And she goes, listen, I get your concern because this mole will change colors once in a while. And that's like a sign of cancer. Mm-hmm. She's like, I get it. It's okay. If it starts to hurt, then I think we should remove it again. But her concern was if we kept removing it, it would start to get bigger. And then I'd really look awful.
I mean, yeah, it wouldn't be great.
It wouldn't be awesome. I think the reason I hated it so much is I got called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer growing up all the time. And to be fair, like, it's a lot flatter now. It was bumped up when it first started. But now I'm fine with it. It doesn't bother me in the slightest anymore.
Yeah.
You get used to things when you get older.
Yeah. I give a little bit less of a fuck.
I give a lot less of a fuck. Way less of a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. I just put tattoos on my body and they can look at something else.
God, what was that meme that Andy sent the other day?
Oh.
Adulting sucks.
So I'm going to get tattoos because I deserve stickers too. Mike's mom just posted it on Facebook too. And I was like, that's so fucking true.
That is great, honestly.
I'm itching for a tattoo, but I hate getting tattoos in the summer. My least favorite time to get
tattoos. We should do our vow ones.
We need to get those done. I get my like little record thing done too.
And the vow ones,
yeah,
and our unicorn ones.
Yeah. Don't buy unicorns.
Don't buy unicorns.
Don't buy unicorns. Yeah, we should do those soon.
Yeah, maybe this weekend.
Yeah,
since there's no baseball.
True. It's not gonna take us long to get stuff done either. So. I'm going to start.
I'm pretty sure Kat's around this weekend, too, to the vow ones.
Get it going.
Yeah. I'll text her.
Yeah. We had nothing else. We can put it in that group chat with 6 of us from when we went out that one night.
Oh, yeah.
When we did our do not open.
The do down. Not open one that I Alex opened. And Mike both opened immediately.
Yeah, me. For a few of them.
Fucking idiots.
I just remember at the bar I opened it. I just hear yelling, don't fucking open that!
That happened.
It was dessert.
It was. It literally said, do not open.
It's like having a big red button and saying, do not press. I'm gonna press it.
And then you get fucked up.
Well, yeah.
Duh.
I expect it. Shit.
Oh my god.
On that note, I think that's been our life in the past week.
Little bit of a shit show.
I mean, no more, no less than usual.
I was gonna say, just like normal.
Just like normal. I told Brooke when we were golfing, I was like, listen, we're a shit show. And she's like, perfect, because I fit right fucking in.
She really does. She really I does. Like her a lot.
Yeah. She's awesome.
She's a good time.
One of these nights, we'll just all four come over after golf, and we'll just do a golf special.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
On that note.
Until next time.
Cheers, bye. Guys.